Well, the government appears to have been very well prepared to stop the protests, and it seems to have executed that desire very well. But the protesters appear also to be determined to continue. They announced very early what they intended to do, but it has not gone as some people expected or feared, in part because the demonstrators themselves have been infiltrated, some of them are divided, and it looks as if the government was better prepared for them in terms of stopping than it had been before.
Yeah, except now there are concerns from the U.S. government over the Kenyan government's handling of these protests, and the U.S. is urging for immediate action to address alleged human rights violations. Are you concerned about that aspect?
Yeah, there is a source of concern, it's a point of concern. And yes, the U.S. government, as far as I know, has deep concern and reservations about the way the government is handling the whole thing. Because the principle of the right to assemble is being violated because they're not being allowed to assemble. And there have been pictures and shows of people being roughed up. Even one of the journalists, I think, had some canisters fired at him, not by accident, but seemingly deliberate, and captured very well in the video.
Yes, some people have died, as you say. And do you think the Ruto government is capable of balancing those two acts, the right to protest and making sure that there's no violence?
Well, there was a time when it looked as if they were balancing and they were doing their best. But now it's becoming doubtful whether they're inclined to balance. They just want to stop from what is appearing. And there have been, of course, some musical chairs at the top of the police structure. Maybe they've got the right players at the top to do what is supposed to be done to stop any movements with regard to the assembly, the protest assemblies. And even the local media have been very muted, it would appear, because the whole day none of the local media were able to show what was going on.